This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. We're thanking God for the blessings that God has blessed me with, to be under such great teaching, teachings that God is requiring of us to obey His commandments. Thanking God for our great pastor. He is the angel that God has sent to testify these things to the churches, that is, to keep God's commandments. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor and teacher that's going to bring us the scriptures of truth, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about what it means to give to God, how we must give to God. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to sing The Gates of Zion. Choir.
A narrow way must enter at the straight gate, a plumb line made by the plumb line, a watchman on the walls of Jerusalem sits on thrones judging the tribes of Israel. And what's known of the Savior, it's been revealed to us by the Son. The Lord loveth more than all the dwellings of Jacob, His anointed one. Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Sister Tatum has a poem. Thank God for Elder Miles accompanying our Sister Tatum. Sister Tatum, what is the title of your poem?
A Comforting and Just God.
A Comforting and Just God. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. I'm going to comfort and adjust that mic. Thank God. That's beautiful. Right there. Perfect. Go ahead. Thank God for you, sister.
Oh, Lord, it's a comfort when I think on you, to know you're righteous and so just too. You won't put more on me than I'm able to bear, for all of my being is in your care. You know what I can and cannot do. You know what I need to carry me through. That's why it's such a comfort when I think on you. For I know you'll judge me righteous if I'm right in what I do.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Nice and short and sweet. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God established in Jesus' name, which means we are established in his word, which is the commandments, which is law. Yes. Deacon David, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our Bishop Barfield, who came out here from Port Clinton because of the vision that God gave her. And she began to start a work out here on the West Coast for the Lord. She began to keep God's commandments. She wasn't keeping God's commandments in Port Clinton. She felt she was living holy, as so many feel they're living holy. But according to the scripture, if you don't have that which is perfect, you cannot be converted into holy living. We need conversion. As the Lord told Peter, when thou art strengthened, strengthen your brother, because we all have to be converted from what we know, and we have to be born again. And to be born again, there is a conversion that must take place. Mm-hmm. Then we live and we learn how we give to God. Let's go to Exodus 25:1. While you're doing that, Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What is God talking about? What is the scripture talking about? 4:1 says, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. You should not add unto the word, because the statutes and the judgments, that's the word. Yes. And we don't want to add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. So the commandments are doable. Yes. And these preachers that tell you, well, you no one can keep those commandments, they don't have understanding of God's word, which is the commandments, which is the law. Let's go to Exodus 25:1. We learn to fear God. We learn to serve God. We learn to love God. And we learn how to give to God. That's what all the service was about in the Old Testament. It was about living for God, and you bring what you have to give to God to the one that was appointed to receive it. It started back in the garden, or in the days with Cain and Abel. They both brought an offering unto the Lord, which means to me they were living for God or striving to please God, and they were instructed how to do that. And one was accepted, and that was Abel. Isn't that beautiful? Exodus 25:1, what does it say?
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering.
So God wants us to bring an offering. If you say you love God, yes, and we strive to please God, bring me an offering. Now the Lord said, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? So in other words, your soul, our souls here are at stake. What you're going to bring to the table in exchange to be in harmony with God and to keep your soul. What?
Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering.
So God don't even want what you have to give if you're not giving it willingly. Yes. What does that mean? Wholehearted.
Beautiful.
Glad to do it. Yes. Want to do it. The problem is most people, when they find out what is required, as the Lord says, now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? That's the problem. When they find out what's required, that's when the backup comes and they're not willing to give. But God wants a cheerful giver, a willing giver. Third verse, and this
is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass.
Gold, silver, brass. Read the sixth verse.
Oil for the light.
Oil for the light. Because if we're the light of the world, we need spirit. Yes. You need oil. You need the word for the light if you want to be lit up. This is all for a purpose. Read.
Spices for anointing oil.
All right.
And for sweet and for sweet incense.
And for sweet incense. Mm-hmm. Read the eighth verse. What does it say?
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among
them. God want to dwell among us if you're willing to give up your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful.
But it's got to be willing. We don't want to come here grudgingly. Like it's a chore. There should be no grunts, groaning and moanings in God when you begin to live for God. One might say, so some things you're groaning about. Count it all joy. Because you're going to be groaning over dying. Well, that's what we signed up for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And we want to die willingly, be submissive, and not kick and scream. And that's what the natural body does. The natural man fights to stay alive. Just don't feed it. You'll be searching street alleys for food. If you don't feed it, you'll be going in garbage dumps. So I never do that. Don't feed Adam and see what happens. You go in there. If you don't feed Adam and you're the only two left on a mountain, only one coming down. Okay. So... that's scripture.
All right, Pastor.
Yeah. People have been known to eat each other.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. See what hunger will do for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Eighth verse again, read it. And let them
make me a sanctuary that I may dwell.
So God wants to dwell amongst his people, but it's for those that are willingly giving up the life. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Luke 4 and 18. Let's go there. No, let's go to Romans 12 and 1.
All right,
isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes. Everybody know we should be knowing we're going there because we're talking about wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Coming to present ourselves before the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to present? Life lived. Isn't that beautiful? Right. 12 and 1, what does it say?
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
So it's a sacrifice that God made to destroy sin. We have to make that same sacrifice while we're living. Destroy sin. Be that sacrifice that's offered up. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
But so many don't really understand that. It's good to say it, but to really understand and do it is another story.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable
so
service.
So that's just reasonable. Holy, but are you willing to do that? Because if you're not, God don't want that offering. And when God don't want your offering, God backs off from you. Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Luke 4 and 18. Let's go
right.
There.
Yes, Pastor.
You get a couple of beautifuls here.
Yes,
that's fine. Well, I know it's beautiful.
All right,
it's beautiful whether you say it's beautiful or not.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 4:18, what does it say?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
What?
Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
What?
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
All right.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
What?
And recovering of sight to the blind.
What?
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
This is the most important line right here. What does it say?
To preach the acceptable year of
the
Lord.
This is the God's church in his blood. They preach, we preach what's acceptable.
Yes. Yes.
When you bring your offering.
Yes.
Wholehearted.
Yes.
Willing.
Yes.
With a strive. One told one of our members today, their supervisor told them, because they said, strive to do a thing. They said, we don't believe in striving. So many words. We believe in trying. Striving is less. That's not true. Trying, anybody can try. You can try and say, I try, but you can be trying half-heartedly. But when you're striving, it means you are fervently trying. You're trying with a passion, whole heart. But they got opposition because they know striving relates to the church. So when she brought in that, he said, we're knocking that down. We don't want to talk about no striving. And they told her, you're too fervent. I'm going to give you a book on leadership. Read it, and it'll teach you how to be a better leader. They're doing this to her because they know she's the preacher's son, and because all of her demeanor is reflecting on him. So he's fighting me through her. He's fighting God, what she stands for, leadership, because they see that she's fervent about matters. People don't want fervency anymore. That's what they're doing in the political realm. The ones that believe in conservatism and morals, they shut them down saying, you arguing. We're not going to argue. You're angry. So that's how the enemy shut them down, by saying you're angry, because they're fervent. So you can't be fervent about anything these days. You get to be passive and say, yeah, okay, and everything is questionable. But when you come in and be fervent and believe in what you stand for, act like you're fervent about it, passionate about it. They told one that said, you can't do that here. You don't fit in. So what I told her, I said, play the game. If that's transgressing them, I can do that. No problem. I can speak softly to you and still break your bones. Because a soft answer break bones. It's the truth that does the damage, not how you speak. They don't know that, but they just don't like the fact that you're passionate about what you believe in, because there's not many that are passionate about. Right. Who do you know saying, hey, but one way, all these ways are wrong? Who's saying that?
Right.
But those that know the commandments.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
Beautiful.
Willing to give, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So we have to come to God and know one thing. You have to listen to someone that's giving you knowledge from God, how you should be, what's acceptable.
Right.
That's what they did in the Old Testament. Bring the lamb. Bring it like this. Give it to this one. Do it like this. Do it like that. Because you just can't come to God as you feel like. Say, I'm going to come to God today and I'm going to wear my hair all with oranges wrapped around it. You know, you need guidance on your appearance. There's no standards anymore. So everyone, they're not willing to give God what he wants. They just give what they feel like and think that's acceptable. It's not. There is an acceptable year, is an acceptable time, is an acceptable way.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 12:1. Let's read that again.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Well, okay. Maybe some out there that don't know anything about dying say, I don't know what's so beautiful about what you're talking about. I'm going to direct you back to Deuteronomy 4:6.
All right.
Yeah. You get past that scripture, you might be able to talk. 12:1, read it again.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy.
Holy, not Baptist. Why don't you give God what he's calling for?
Right.
We have to give what he wants, not what you feel like. Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy what?
Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Now, that's reasonable. So don't listen to this broadcast and say, what is this preacher talking about? This is reasonable service. Holiness as a sacrifice. Read.
Amen. beautiful. And be not conformed to this world.
Now, that's number two. If you're going to offer God something, you can't offer God full of the world. You got to be conformed from the world if you're going to offer God a sacrifice. It can't be full of the world. It's got to be full of the Spirit, full of God's ways. Read.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
What?
That ye may prove what is that.
It's hard to get some minds renewed because always go back into the same slump. But to get renewed is to do things differently.
Beautiful.
Think about things differently. What?
What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
We got to prove it. You can't prove it if you're not being told what's acceptable.
Yes.
How to give to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Exodus 25 and 8. Let's read that again.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? I enjoyed the poems that Sister Tatum recited, and the accompaniment was beautiful. Sister Porsche, she sang Gates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Musicians were right there with her. Thank God.
Yes.
Let's move on then. Exodus 25 and 8.
And let them make me a sanctuary.
What?
That I may dwell among them.
All right, what?
According to all that I show
so
thee.
So it's what God is showing you what is acceptable. You have to accept that.
Yes.
I ain't gonna say you're following God and you're willing to give God what he's asking for. You don't make up your own rules how to give God. It's what God is asking for. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
After the pattern of the tabernacle.
What?
And the pattern.
So what's the pattern of the tabernacle?
His anointing.
It says, mark the perfect man. Right. That's the pattern of the tabernacle God wants you to mark. Other words, eat of my flesh. That's what the Lord was saying. Other words, eat my life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Read.
Yes. And the pattern of all the instruments thereof. Even so shall ye make it.
May it be beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. Let's go there.
Yes.
Thank God. And I know that some are going to move on. I don't know if some are going to stay with this broadcast that long. We're bringing some pretty strong teaching here. Somebody said, Pastor, what you bringing is pretty strong. I don't know if I can endure another 30 minutes of what you're doing. Stay with me. You might rise. Stay with me. You might rise from the dust. What I'm bringing will make you give you risen power.
Yes.
To as many as received him, them gave you power to come out of the dust of the earth. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
1 Corinthians 3:16, what does it say?
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Well, if you're living for God, you should know that.
Yes.
That we're the temple and the Spirit of God dwelleth in us. What?
Mm-hmm. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
Now, wait a minute. You destroy the temple when you destroy his word.
Yes.
When you have gods, make graven images, take his name in vain, forget the Sabbath, don't honor the Father and his word, what he's saying, killing, committing adultery, stealing,
yes,
bearing false witness, and coveting.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things we defile when we transgress his word. What?
For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Isn't that beautiful? Which temple ye are.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let him become a fool. Read mm-hmm. the ninth verse. What does it say?
Nine. Yes, Pastor. It says, for we are laborers together with God.
Mm-hmm.
Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
Isn't that beautiful? So we're laboring together and God is telling us what to bring of our substance, how it's to be given, where to bring it, what manner, just like what he told Cain. He said, why are your countenance fallen? If you do well, you accept it, but if not, sin lies at your door. It's the same thing.
Right.
He was telling what was the accepted way to bring his offering and what to bring.
Yes.
It's the same thing today.
Yes.
It's no different.
Mm-hmm.
11th verse, what? For other
foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
So wait a minute. They think just by saying the name Jesus Christ is the foundation being laid. That's not a foundation.
No.
Jesus as the foundation is the word. You cannot lay any other foundation other than the Ten Commandments, because that's God's word. That's our foundation of God. No other foundation can be laid, and that is Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones,
what?
Wood, hay, stubble.
Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What am I going to build upon this foundation? God's word.
All right. Yes.
It's like gold, tried in the fire. So you don't want to use hay and stubble. You want to use God's word mm-hmm. on the foundation. But here's another thing about that hay and stubble. You're building a house. Mm-hmm. It's temporal, so it can't be hay and stubble.
Right.
As long as that foundation's there, you got it. You ain't going nowhere. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Other words, the house may crumble, but the foundation gonna stand.
Yes.
What is it saying? Your anchor holds.
Yes.
That's what it's telling you. There's your anchor hold. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it.
What?
Because it shall be revealed by fire.
But when it's manifested, are you giving it willingly? Because mm-hmm. usually things manifest ain't given willingly. That means it's not showing up too good. That means you got problems. But if it's showing up good, that means you've given the right way, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's when your giving is not pleasing to God.
Right.
It's when it get burned.
Yes.
What?
And the fire shall try every man's work.
So
of what
the
sort.
Word gonna try every man's work. I don't care what sort it is, what yes, your yes. you coming in, whatever your goal might be, the word's still gonna try it. She said, "Well, I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm not gonna tell Pastor my business, because Pastor getting my business, and he gonna tell me something I don't want to hear. You got it. Still gonna be tried by fire. You can tell me, or it can come out later. It doesn't make a difference." Read.
Mm-hmm. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon,
what?
He shall receive a reward.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Exodus 25 and 8. Let's read that again. Receive a reward.
Yes.
I want to get a reward after giving willingly.
Mm-hmm.
Willingly. And giving God what he's asking for.
Yes.
25 and 8. Read it again.
And let them make me a sanctuary.
What?
That I may dwell among them.
What?
According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it.
Malachi.
Malachi, yes.
3:1, let's go there.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
So thank God, saints. I think, how are we doing here? We are yet on the broadcast, huh? All right.
Yes, Pastor. Malachi.
Those that's listening to watch out now, we're going to get into something.
All right.
I don't want nobody to run. Said, I'm going to run from this site because this is a strong. 3:1, what does it say?
Behold, I will send my messenger.
There we go. The messenger is here.
Yes,
it is. There we go. There's the messenger. God sent me. Go ahead.
Yes. I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before
preparing
me.
The way.
Now, beautiful.
So that you can give God what he's willingly wants and what you're willingly to give, what you're willing to give. But you got to be shown what to give, how to give.
Yes.
Do it in the right spirit. What's the point giving if we have the right spirit?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point coming if you have the right spirit?
Right, yes.
What's the point coming if you have in your mind you ain't going to put it in action?
Yes.
You got to tell your mind, I'm going to put this in action. I'm going to do this. Because what's the point if you're not telling yourself that?
Right.
Read.
And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
Are we all here seeking God?
Yes.
That means he going to suddenly come.
Yes.
Problem is when he come, do you have any oil in your lamp?
All right.
Because if you got an oil lamp, you can't receive what God is telling you. Come on, you said, I ain't ready. So you got to leave without you. You got no oil. But if you got the right spirit, let's go.
All right.
I'm with you.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Even the messenger of the covenant, what?
Whom ye delight in.
Wait a minute. So I'm waiting on God. He said, I sent my messenger, even the messenger of the covenant. So if you want me, here I am.
Yes.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Yes.
What?
Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
What?
But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth?
So wait a minute. You want God, you want to be saved.
Yes.
But are you going to be able to take the teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because the teaching is about dying.
Beautiful.
And the teaching is about learning about the things we do that's not pleasing to God.
Right.
You sure you want this? Because we're getting ready to get out some Fuller soap.
All right. That's right.
And there's going to be some fire coming out, too. It's going to get pretty intense. What does it say?
For he is like a refiner's fire and like Fuller soap.
What?
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify of Levi.
You bring in your brass and your silver and building your house, right?
Yes.
But before you can put it in place, somebody's purifying it. Because you just can't build a house as you want to build it. Whatever you think, everything you do is got to be purified. What are you talking about? We still on broadcast? Boy, that's a long broadcast. That means that when you all are doing things together, what are you bringing to the table? A spirit? Competition? Trying to outdo? All these things make up your offerings you're bringing to God. Cooperation? They say yin, you say yang. How are you building a house, a sanctuary for God, and everything you do is always opposing and conflict? That's not what God is calling for.
Right.
Read.
And purge them as gold and silver.
So God is purging by correcting. Yes. That's what purging is, correcting. And God will come again to see if he can get more correction or get the right fruit from you. Yes. But it seems like most of the time God come, it's bad fruit. God is looking for the right fruit. Yes. If you're going to give it, be willing to give God what he wants. Yes. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Let's read.
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Isn't that beautiful? Because what's the point in offering God something willingly if what you're offering ain't right? What's the point?
Right.
Like I said, what's the point in coming here if you really don't want to be here? What's the point? Right. And I don't have a problem with you saying, Pastor, be praying for me that I have a mind to be. I don't really want to be here. I want to be here, but I just don't have no mind. Got to do something. Because your action is showing, like, I don't want to be here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
What?
Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in, mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.